everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today I wanted to talk about taming our tongues, and I wanted to start out with a scripture from the book of James, chapter 3, verses 7 through 10, and this is what it says. For every kind of beasts and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. I found a children's video on YouTube that was really darling and talked about this scripture, and it made me think about all the things we can tame, like a dog or a bird, and we can train them to do different things. But in verse 8, it says, but the tongue can no man tame. And then in verse 10, again, it says, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. I've been reading a book called 30 Days to Taming Your Tongue, and it's by Deborah Smith Peigs. And in the table of contents in the beginning of the book, there are a lot of different types of tongues, and the chapters are divided by that. So it's the lying tongue, the flattering tongue, the manipulating tongue, the hasty tongue, the divisive tongue. Anyway, she goes on and lists all these different types of unkind things that we can do with our tongue. And the one I wanted to focus on today was the gossiping tongue. And this is what she says. Did you know that gossiping can lower your sense of self-worth? How? When you gossip, you tend to realize you're not walking in integrity. We feel best about ourselves when we do things that are pleasing to God. After all, He created us for His pleasure. What's the solution? How do you stop gossiping? Catch yourself before you indulge. Ask yourself why you are being a bearer of such news. Is this the only way you know how to establish camaraderie with others? Do you need to be the center of attention? Does it make you feel superior to know something negative about somebody that the hearer doesn't know? Are you envious of your subject's accomplishments? What do you plan to do with the information a gossip shares with you? Are you bored with your life and need more meaningful activities? It has been my observation that those who are ardently pursuing their own goals and aspirations are less likely to waste time discussing the affairs of another. If you are serious about eliminating gossip from your life, you must start an all-out campaign against it. Declare your environment, whether at work, at home, or at play, to be a gossip-free zone. Then, at another point in the book, she quotes from Ben Franklin, one of America's founding fathers, who said, "I will speak ill of no man, not even in the matter of truth, but rather excuse the faults I hear, and, upon proper occasions, speak all the good I know of everybody." I liked this motto of Ben Franklin, to speak all the good I know of everybody. Why not focus on the good of those around us instead of focusing on the negative? There will always be something negative or unkind that we could say about someone else. But if we consciously try to think about speaking all the good that we know, not only will we likely be much happier, but we will also be more trustworthy to the people that we know and love around us. I want to share a quote that I found from Elder Marvin J. Ashton, and he was one of the members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. And this is from General Conference, April 1992, and it's taken from an article called "The Tongue Can Be a Sharp Sword," and I'm going to play that for you now.
One young woman serving as a State Relief Society president, and at the time also laboring under the pressure of an especially challenged project, lost her temper one morning during a presidency meeting. The cause of her unhappiness had little to do with the question at hand and was related more to the fact that at the time she was laboring under intense home pressure on a major task and was feeling frustrated and frazzled. Afterwards, she was embarrassed at her behavior and immediately called to her counselors to apologize for her outburst. Her friends in the presidency were generous and told her not to think another thing about it. Still, she wondered if they might think less of her now they had seen her at less than her best. But that evening, the doorbell rang around dinner time, and there stood the other members of the presidency with dinner in hand. We knew that when you lost your cool this morning, that you must just be worn out. We thought a little supper might help. We want you to know we love you. This woman was amazed. In spite of her outburst that morning, her friends were there to offer support rather than criticism. Rather than seize the opportunity to bash her, they were filled with the spirit of charity.
I thought this was a great story about true friends seeing that their friend was in need, and instead of bashing her, as he says, they were filled with the spirit of charity, which is the pure love of Christ, and they did something kind for her. May we all be so gracious and show love to those around us is my prayer for each of us today. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories that you'd like me to share, please email me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. You can also post comments on our Facebook wall as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And to close, I'd like to leave you with our song of the day, which is Let Us Oft Speak Kind Words, and it's by Michael Dowdle. Thanks, everyone, for joining, and have a great day.